Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Sean here from Less EMF, and last week we talked about the idea I'm putting a new shield around my computer when it gets back in the next few days, which I already have here, by the right dimensions. You have to give the right dimensions to Less EMF, and it blocks the electrical field that causes harmonic radiation. Now, radiation is actually jamming your biophotons in your body, and whether you have a smart meter on your house, a cell phone on the side of your head, Gwen towers, or just electric pollution from dirty electricity that's coming into your home because they pump back 90% of the pollution into the power grid itself or into ground. And people are not aware of this because we don't have taste receptors, sight receptors, or touch receptors that actually tell us we're getting cooked, like I call beaker frogs. Maybe you should have a little beaker frog sitting there with a little electromagnetic waves coming inside of the beaker. And the problem, the frog doesn't know there's a problem until their legs are cooked and they can't jump out of the beaker. We also talked about getting the radiation-free headphones. In fact, I just talked to someone last night who was saying he puts his headphones on and said, what kind of headphones do you have? He said, He realized that he had kind of stepped in the, as they say, in the cow patty. She had cow patty on his foot intellectually. I said, look, if you're not putting radiation-free headphones on or earbuds, why? Why? Why are you doing that? Do you want to cook your temporal lobe of your brain and your eighth cranial nerve? Do you want to get a tumor there someday? Do you want to end up going deaf because you caused oxidative stress and damage to your middle ear and your cochlea? And he goes, He didn't have an answer. Of course, people don't have answers for Deagle. I don't ask questions. I ask them. That's what my name is, Deagle. It's Norwegian Viking. I ask questions. You like that? Funny, hey?
That's it.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Anyway, it's a good thing I'm a good guy, because I could be a very bad guy if I was a bad guy. So I want you to kind of talk about the other things. We have clothing to block radiation. A lot of people are electrosensitive. I heard some of the reports back years ago, and I heard that my friend Ole Johansson, I'm going to get him back on the show to talk. Maybe we can get him back at the same time as you, and we'll do a full hour show and maybe do some video simulcast. I think next week we're planning on a simulcast video next Tuesday, which will be up on our Vimeo channel. So if you're tuning in, it'll be before the show. It'll be around an hour before a regular radio show. It'll be actually up on Vimeo. And we're going to talk about Less EMF and different products. What products would you like to talk about today, Sean?
You know, the big thing right now is Canopy. These are more and more popular every day, and we've been bringing them in.
Canopies over people's beds is what you're saying, right?
That's right, bed canopies specifically. And there are a couple of things that people are misconstruing. You know, there's a couple different directions you can head with this.
Right.
Different attachment methods. The basic one being a swag hook. You got to screw something into your ceiling for most of these. Okay? There's not really a way around that, but just in case, we did set up something called a body sense shelter, where we actually used EMT piping in order to build a frame. And then because, you know, metal piping can have some adverse effects with electric fields and other things, we also have it made out of PVC as well. Although we just kind of supply the connectors so that you can get them cheaper right at your local Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah, in other words, you got the connectors and just snap the PVC pipe so you can make the frame for the canopy.
That's right, and then we make the custom-sized fabric to drape over it.
Right.
We do always offer to do this out of any of the fabrics in our line that are, of course, breathable to a degree that you can actually be in them.
Right.
With the strongest being the high-performance mesh. And
right.
Although it does increase price, we get all the way up to around $2,500 for the most expensive of them. This is some of the best shielding around. A full enclosure does not let anything in or out, so make sure you don't bring anything in there.
Yeah. Now, you can also put shielding around things that are in your immediate area besides the canopy, which is to wrap around the step-down transformer, say, for a clock or a computer or some other electronic device that's near your bedside. It's one of the most important times to not disrupt your sleeping and your reticular activating cells, and there's three subclasses regulated by your pineal gland. Those RES cells not only regulate sleep and wakefulness, but they also regulate your stem cells. So if you're not getting proper sleep, it actually is interfering with the fractional recloning of yourself into a future body, because no one's older than a 7-year-old. Did you ever hear that analogy before by me?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, no one's older than a 7-year-old. You have a few old neurons that kind of like the old library cards and material from a previous cloned version of yourself. But the oldest you can actually physically get is 7. Isn't that interesting?
Every tissue
in your body has been regenerated by 7 years. Some tissues are really fast, like gut cells, are regenerated within 4 days. But the maximum length of time that any tissue in your body has actually been replaced is 7 years. Bones, ligament, eyeballs, skin, hair, teeth, everything. I mean, people don't realize your teeth, even if you have fillings or composite material, the actual physical tooth itself that's living is actually a living regenerative organism. And it actually rebuilds itself every 7 years. So even if it's the same shape as a previous tooth in your head 7 years ago, or even has an amalgamated or a composite because you had biological material put in, it's a cloned version of a previous tooth that you had in your head. Isn't that interesting?
That is cool.
Yeah. People don't know these things. How do you know that, Dr. Deagle? I said, it's called science. You're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. They think I'm making it up like I'm some kind of either a huckster or a comedian. I'm saying, no, this is science. And the fact is that if you interfere with your fractional cloning by screwing up your sleep with electromagnetic radiation, you're not going to fractionally clone yourself into a new healthy body. You're going to get an unhealthy body. It's like putting the wrong toner in your photocopier, and you don't photocopy yourself every night into a new body very well, so the image gets pretty fuzzy in 5 to 7 years. So you're a pretty bad version of a photocopy of your previous self. How's that? You don't remember the joke you used to do when you were a kid, or you lean your face down the photocopier and close your eyes tight and photocopy your face, or some people are really idiots. They put their butt on the photocopier and take a picture.
Right.
Right. Now, if you take that copy and you copy it and copy it and copy it, after a while you can't tell whose face it is because it's all fuzzed. Well,
right.
Electromagnetic pollution, that's what it does to you. It kind of screws up the flux between your biophotons and your ion channels that regulate gene induction. And every disease state is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes, period. Now, there may be a lot of stuff in between there, but that's ultimately the state of every tissue and organ in your body. If you don't have the right structural proteins and enzymes, you can't rebuild any organ. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to have the architectural design, which, by the way, is also a biophoton flux frequency hologram. And I've worked on the mathematics. It's a nonlinear, stochastic, fuzzy logic neural network a quantum holographic array, and I've worked out the mathematics of how the body is created in all living things. And I'm about to present my theories. I actually want to patent parts of it because I don't want it to be weaponized. Because what I know, basically nobody else on Earth knows, including a lot of quantum biologists who are working in this area or playing around with edges of it. I have the entire complete knowledge of not only humans but all living things. And I don't want to share it because I don't want it to be turned into a weapon or somebody steal it. And either try to say it's their idea, which is not, it's my idea. And I'm going to give God the credit for giving me the inspiration and knowledge over 40-plus years of researching into this. Electro pollution is really bad. In fact, we have contacts with, yesterday we had an hour and a half with Deborah Tavares about 5G network. And 5G is incredibly toxic. It's a directed beam, and there's not just one frequency, there's multiple high frequencies. They actually directly jam your DNA. They can also insert into your consciousness memes or what we call meme complexes. A bit of, it's almost like electromagnetic demonology because these things actually can change the structure not only of your DNA but even your thought patterns. In other words, if you're sending the right frequency, you can make someone want to commit suicide or murder. They did research that the Tavistock Institute in 47, and eventually in the 60s in America, we did a test on our veterans in Vietnam and put a chip in their brain called the Rambo chip, and later they used electromagnetics and didn't need to put a wire in with a micro wire with platinum or palladium in order to induce specific frequencies to have the amygdala and the reptilian brain actually take over and give you what's called a kill reflex to go crazy. Now, when these things hit your body, they can do things like give you skin cancer, break down the blood-brain barrier. You can do a heat thermogram on someone who's been using their cell phone, and their thermographic image of their brain shows that their blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier, is gone after 3 to 5 minutes of a young person putting a cell phone at their head or sleeping on it. Nasty, hey? So if you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. How's that? I'm not pleasant about it because you got to listen up or else. Not funny, is it? And you think it's open to dispute, in your opinion? It's not. The argument's over. How's that? It's over.
Most of you know that...
Come back. So, by the way, out there, if you think I'm being a little bit extreme over this, I'm extremely concerned. We have the 5G network, at least Governor Brown, for I don't know what his reason was, but he obviously blocked 5G network. But you got Elon Musk and these other morons who want to put 12,000 5G network satellites over Earth, and within 2 years, roughly, they'll have so many satellites they'll be literally blasting the Earth with 5G radiation. And these are directed beams. In fact, I'll tell you what. In 1992, I took care of a Pratt with the Generator Pratt plant working, creating the vanes and the titanium alloy for our Grumman Aerospace military jets, right? The F fighters, et cetera, and Joint Strike fighters. And they had a directed energy weapons project on the back, and they had an accident where they lost the directed energy beam that bounced around inside the factory, injured some people, and lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid. I said, you know what? Don't tell me exactly what the hell happened in the plant. You can all die. Go to hell. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle. We'll tell you everything. So they spent several hours and explained it all to me. And I understood quantum physics because I was accepted to go to nuclear physics at MIT from grade 11 with a special scholarship to do a PhD. So I'm not your average doctor, okay? So when they explained it all, I realized they actually deployed this damn weapon in the Abrams tank and the Apache E-10 helicopter. And it created a collimated beam of terahertz waves, which, by the way, is the same frequency range as they do in when you go to the airports and you have to stand up with your arms up and they kind of scan your body to see if you have a weapon on you or something else inside a body cavity. Duh. That's why when I went through L.A. a few years ago, I said, do you guys have dosimetry cards? And they said, well, what do you mean, Doc? What do you mean? I said, well, I'm a doctor. I said, and I'm an expert on toxic scalar and non-scalar radiation. I said, I've been a member of ACOM Nuclear Division for decades and also a member of nuclear scientists and responsible denuclearization center for decades. I was an environmentalist and a charter member of Greenpeace 45 years ago. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I tell you what, you don't have it. Does anybody here get skin cancer or cataract? Oh, yeah, this one is the way for skin cancer and this one's got cataracts. I said, I said, you have dosimetry cards. Well, no. I said, why? I said, because these things are leaking radiation all over here, down here where you guys are in security, actually checking people to see they're not carrying on a weapon when they go on an aircraft. Whoa. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to that machine. I'll go to the metal detector, and you can pat me down. I don't care. Even if you want to do a rectal exam, I could care. That's okay, Doc. You can just walk through. We think you're cool. I said, you're not even going to pat me down? He said, no. Of course, I do not need a PA system. I was loud enough. You could probably hear me a quarter mile away in the airport. Like, I got a voice projection. Like, you know, if you're close enough to me, it's like being the back end of a jet engine. You know, 140 decibels, okay? So you can imagine me screaming to the top of my lungs, which is really easy because I got good lungs. And these guys just wanted me to hell and get under security up at the LAX. They didn't want to have people realize that. You can tell all the people were crossing their legs like, oh, my God, my testicles, my ovaries, my eyeballs, my brain. I'm getting blasted. I said, yes, you are in the blasting line. You're going to go through the terahertz machine, which creates frequencies which are toxic to skin, brain, and anything, and it penetrates pretty deep in the body, too. Terahertz waves are, in a sense, a kissing cousin of microwaves. Now, would you walk inside a microwave oven? I don't think most people would. They also don't realize these damn things are leaking. I had my terahertz solution. I had my gigahertz solutions antenna system pointed at our microwave, and I said, I just put some water in. 20 feet away, the thing was screaming. It was like, I like to have these icons that say, you know, on your equipment that has the meters. It would have what I call a voice-icon. You know how they have these emoticons? The voice-icon would say, I'm killing you, or you're cooking now. Wouldn't that be funny if your meters would actually have a voice command come out and tell you exactly what's happening to you while you're pointing it at something like a step-down transformer, your power lines, or your microwave,
right.
or your induction cooktop? That would be a great sell, wouldn't it? Put what I call voice-icons on there. So the little meter would actually talk to you and scare the crap out of you. It would be like a stand-up comedian telling you something really gross, but it's unfortunately true. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're nuts. I said, absolutely, you are a good psychiatrist. I am nuts. In you and your paradigm of the world, telling the truth, as it says in 1984, telling the truth in the time of tyranny is a radical thing, isn't it? Pretty crazy, eh? So let's talk about more equipment. What other things do you have available for us that the average person out there needs?
You know, what you did mention earlier was wrapping a transformer. And when we're looking at transformers, we're looking at a very specific type of EMF, this being magnetic fields. And this is where I actually see the most confusion, is magnetic fields versus radio frequencies. These
right.
are definitely shielded very, very differently. Radio frequencies, it's as simple as putting a fabric barrier between you and the source. So if the cell tower is off to the south, just hang a fabric curtain down on the south side of your home, and that'll reflect it the other way.
Right.
When it comes to a magnetic field, which is often referred to as ELF or even just EMF sometimes, these require that we use specially developed solid metal alloys. These are kind of like sheet metal when we get them, and it is. It's wrapping the transformer. This is the best way to do it. It's going to have the best effect when we wrap the source like that. But it's not a fabric, and that's the big one. A lot of people expect that a fabric is going to protect them from all EMF, but it just isn't that simple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it needs more than that, doesn't it? It's almost like a semi-solid material. Like, for example, the material we use around my computer is like a sheeting. It's flexible, but it's just flexible sheeting that's kind of Velcroed together to drop down over your computer so you don't get fried. Magnetic fields don't usually go very far because they're dropped by the triple of the radial distance from the source of the magnetic field. Electrical sneaky, though. If you have power, we're putting in solar. We have a thing called Sunrun Solar we're putting in our front yard the next 6 weeks or so. And when we put it in, we're going to make sure we put that little patch between the generator of alternate current and going into our power panel and putting stepsterizers, probably both on the A and B sides of the circuit, right? You want to at least have a circuit where you put at least a couple plug-ins to grab the low-frequency electromagnetic radiation, right?
Well, actually, if you watch when the electrician puts it in, he usually sets up the inverter to only snap onto one leg.
Right.
So we don't need the second phase. It's only hitting one.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's one in the neutral. The neutral is the big one because when you put those solar panels in, more than anything, the power company is now leeching off of you.
Right.
So you usually don't get to use your own power unless you have your own capacitor bank there.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they say that adding these things, they're going to bring down your power bill.
Right.
I know a lot of people who have added these to their home, and none of their power bills went down.
Ah. Wow. That's
interesting, it's a big thing up here in Albany. In the Albany area, they're doing this through all the suburban neighborhoods. There's all sorts of state grants that'll help pay for it and everything. I mean, we almost had someone come in and offer to pay for 90% of it all with grants. So, I mean, we never have to pay that back. It's not a loan. And so it came out to something like $14,000 that we were going to have to put in. And then we ran the numbers, and they were different from what the power company said.
Interesting. Amazing. See you there. And we'll be back in a moment with Tony. We just need to talk for just a second, Sean. Yep. And John W. Spring's coming up. We're going to have a thorough analysis, the good, bad, and ugly, of the Trump-Putin summit and what needs to happen next. And we have Tony from Neutrodyne. So, Tony, I always like you to ask questions. As I say, questions come from the soul. They come from the higher self. And what people don't understand, the questions are always the other side of a paradox or a problem. Every problem has a question that can solve that question. You don't solve it by getting answers. You solve it by observing paradoxes and problems and seeking the right question. And the answer becomes evident. In other words, the solution becomes evident when you ask the right question. So go ahead.
Well, so I was speaking with John, the creator of the Neutrodyne formula, and he was telling me that some years ago, one of his good friends was visiting a doctor for dialysis, and he just for some reason decided to take the Neutrodyne formula, and then he goes back to that doctor sometime later. And so first dialysis, you know, is they're having kidney failure or problems with their kidney. And right. He said that the doctor told him, you know, that his kidneys look 2 years younger. And the only thing he did different was take Neutrodyne. I'm wondering if you could explain what dialysis does for those people and, you know, just.
Dialysis pulls out certain ions and leaves large ones. For example, that's why you develop middle ion syndrome and calcification of the contaminant nuclei at the base of the brain as these middle ions build up. Dialysis pulls off the excess uric acid and fluid and some minerals, so it removes urea, which is a byproduct of protein metabolism. Now, the problem is when you say the kidneys act like they're 2 years younger, it means probably his creatinine clearance has improved. You have to understand what is a disease state, okay? Now, if you talk to the average doctor, they'll squirm and they'll try to tell you some kind of, you know, pat answer that really belies the fact that they don't understand intermediate metabolism, quantum biophysics, physiology, and toxicology, and living pathology, we call functional medicine. Every disease state is an electron deficiency state with a deficiency of not only oxygen, but also deficiency of ATP and NADH, which are the high energy molecules that run a cell. And so if you're going to reverse an organ, and basically every disease state as a result of that is a state of low redox, acidosis, free radicals, hypoxia, and the bioaccumulation of biotoxins and stealth pathogens. So if you've got renal failure, let's say you're diabetic or you're a firefighter exposed to chemicals, when you rebuild the tissue, every disease state is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. Every disease. Doesn't matter if it's a traumatic disease where you've got something crashed, let's say a crushing accident in a car accident, or you got an infection with a pathogen, or you're diabetic and you got diabetic neuropathy because you've got a metabolic problem that's been going on for years. And it's not just insulin resistance. It's the NKKC and the AMPA enzyme pathways that have been shut off, so your tissues can't regenerate. No one is older than a 7-year-old. And I mentioned this previously. I've done this periodically over the last number of years. But every tissue in your body is regenerated every 7 years, except for a few stray neurons that hold old memories of a previous fractionally cloned version of you. So your previously cloned version of you, no one is older than a 7-year-old. So if somebody says, I'm 77, I said, no, you're not 77. Your 7-year-old has been fractionally recloned a number of times, period. Interesting, eh?
That is.
Now, people say, well, how do you know that, Diggle? I said, it's called science. It's not open to dispute. A lot of people think, and that's what disturbs me, is, and they're afraid to even call in. I said, look, I'm the Lama, I'm the teacher. You can ask me a question on anything, and I'll give you an answer. People say, well, that's not possible. I said, well, I can do it. You can literally ask me any question on any area of human activity on Earth. Medicine, geopolitics, dentistry, astronomics, geophysics, the ringwoodite rock from the bottom of the ocean floor, geology, whatever. And I will give you an answer or a logical analysis of how to find the answer. I said, how is that possible? I said, because I have natural and supernatural gifts. I'm like a mental X-Man, okay? And I want you to understand this, that Neutrodyne is one of the most remarkable nutraceuticals we have because it reverses something that's really, really bad. We now, most of our pesticides are halides. They are fluoride, chloride, and bromide halides, and they have three really bad effects. Number one, they're as damaging as radioisotopes to the DNA. They cause DNA crosslinks. They're also feminizing. They actually block the male receptor, and they feminize any animal. So if you have an alligator and you're an alligator farmer in, say, Florida, there's 30 years ago, you'd have to say, well, I'm an alligator farmer. 30 years ago, I could take my binox and look across, and I could see that alligator. I tell you, he was a big boy. He's a boy. He's not a girly alligator. He's a boy. Nowadays, you got to flip the damn alligator over and you stand over him to see if he's got boy parts or girl parts. That's the facts. That's why the sperm count in male humans is dropping and fertility is dropping and male hormone levels are dropping because of being feminized. On top of that, we have scalar radiation. Now, what happens is scalar radiation makes your body leak electrons. If you could actually take a picture of someone of their body, let's say an X-ray picture, we'll call it electron X-ray or electron image. And we can look at different organs in your body. If you've got a disease state, you're leaking electrons. It's like somebody took a pin and stuck a hole in the balloon of your cell, and your cell's leaking electrons. So the membrane, what's called oxidative potential across that membrane of sodium potassium, is going to be low. Now, the only way to maintain it is to have high-energy molecules, ATP and NADH, and the only way to do that is to have T3 lock onto the crystal galley of mitochondria to generate, through oxidative phosphorylation, a high-energy transfer of electrons to actually make high-energy adenosine triphosphate or nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. Period. There's nothing else. That's how simple it is. You can measure a bioimpedance on someone's hand and leg and tell how alive they are. In fact, if their bioimpedance is dropping in the ICU, they're going to die. No matter what the hell you're doing, if their bioimpedance is dropping, they're going to die because they're literally the electron charge of their cells, like a bunch of series batteries, is dropping. So the batteries, when the lights go out, the patient dies. How's that? And Neutrodyne helps reverse that. So if you're giving somebody Neutrodyne, whether they're using our Red Deer Velvet DR or they're taking other nutraceuticals, which remember, I don't believe in a magic bullet, even though Neutrodyne is great, it's not the only thing we recommend. I recommend, for example, for pathogens, other things to clobber the pathogen with Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and my NutriDefense, which blocks the viral receptor binding domain with the most powerful antioxidant in history called polyphenon, which is an anhydrous catechin of ECGC catechin, which was developed originally in Japan. We have exclusive rights to get it here. Now, what people need to start understanding is Neutrodyne is unique because it, in a higher energy state, which is a plasma state, it can displace fluoride and chloride, which are higher energy electrophilic molecules than regular iodine. Regular iodine, diatomic iodine, can't displace fluoride and chloride. So if you take regular diatomic iodine and you get somebody who says they have nascent iodine, they're full of it. It's not a high energy state, so it can't displace fluoride or chloride. If you take Neutrodyne, any fluoride and chloride you've bioaccumulated in your body, you can flush out because it's going to displace it. You can't do that with anything other than Neutrodyne. It won't work. That's when people say, well, I can get iodine from the pharmacy or from this guy or whatever, nutraceutical guy, and I'm thinking, you're an idiot, and you're going to get sick because you're going to take something. For example, they've discovered that if people were taking iota caps, which is to stop the effect of Fukushima Daiichi, what happened, you know, now it's 7.5 years, it's a long time ago, that if you took iota caps, you'd actually start to cause damage to your retina and your peripheral nerves within 8 to 12 days. Not funny. That's because it's toxic. So you're taking other forms of iodine, it's not the same. It could also, if you take regular forms of iodine, it'll actually shut off your thyroid gland and the activation of 5' deiodinase that actually converts T4 to T3, which is 4,000 times more powerful, and takes T4, which has a half-life of 37.5 hours, because T3 only has a half-life before it's degraded to T2 and reverse T2, of 5.5 minutes. Now, do you think your endocrinologist knows this? Forget it. They don't know this intermediate metabolism, advanced biochemistry, or advanced electrochemistry. Do you think the average endocrinologist knows anything about electrochemistry, about the electrophilicity in terms of actual electron volts of fluoride or chloride versus iodine? Do you think they know any of that shit? Absolutely
probably not.
Probably not. I could put money on it. I'm not a gambler. I'm not a gambler, man. I'm going to put money on something that's a guarantee. All right? Pretty funny, eh? Dr. Deagle's not funny. I'm serious. Even though some of it comes out funny, I challenge anybody on earth to say what I'm saying is not true. Our Neutrodyne is completely unique, and if you don't take it, God help you. Because our world is being bathed in toxic halides in your air, food, and water. Please continue. Next question. Go ahead.
Well, so this kind of ties into your saying how the pesticides are filled with fluoride, bromide, and chloride, but along with other items that we use. I was wondering, how do those things affect, you know, our brains and cause mental illnesses? Because I've noticed that a lot of depression, and nearly almost everyone has ADD, it seems like nowadays, and ADHD. Is there any tie to that? And, like, how can Neutrodyne or iodine, atomic iodine in general, help? Combat that problem, mental illness.
Well, basically, you have to think of the pyrrolase and peptidase enzymes that convert amino acids to neurotransmitters corrects depression. What is depression? Depression is a deficiency of two things, neurotransmitters and activation of the reticular activating sleep-wakefulness or focus part of the brain. Remember, your frontal lobe of the brain processes about 2,000 data points per second. Your subconscious brain processes about 400,000 to several million data points per second. And in order for you to focus, your reticular activating system focuses the brain. So the frontal lobe then is connected to the motor the cortex of the brain actually to take action in response to a specific challenge, either positive or negative. So consciousness is basically bringing things into where the motor activation cycle in the frontal lobe in the brain actually allows you to be conscious. So consciousness literally controls your motor output to your body. Okay, does that make sense? Now, yeah. if you're basically correcting depression, what you have to do is you have to correct not only the neurotransmitter deficiency in the brain, you have to correct what's called the focusing areas of the reticular activating cells. That requires the energetics of the RAS system to be working. Now, all the cells that supply the nutrients to the brain cells are called glial or glue cells. It's a German term. And they require the ability to distribute the cofactors and the glucose to the brain cells, because the brain basically is like a high octane drag racer that runs on gasohol, right? Mm-hmm. Your brain runs on gasohol. Right. It can take also some medium chain triglycerides like fatty acids, for example, the short chain fatty acids in coconut milk that your brain can metabolize to actually create an action potential. But to correct depression, you have to be able to create an action potential. You actually have to create a neural array, and you have to have the right neurotransmitters so you can propagate that neural array to actually bring back a memory of something previous, because you only know things in your conscious level and even subconscious if the neural array has the same harmonic frequency to create the stochastic fuzzy logic neural array of a previously learned object or image. So basically, unless you have something that you previously knew, you can break down into sub-concepts and super concepts, you can't learn anything new. So depression basically has three components. Number one, the tissue is in low redox state. Number two, neurotransmitter levels are abnormal. And number three, your activation of your reticular activating system is out of touch. You can quantitatively measure it using a quantitative electroencephalogram called a Quig scan. And I've been trained at LexiCorp how to actually review a Quig scan. And you can even do biofeedback to activate different parts of the cortex and voltages, but you need the right nutraceuticals. And one of them to correct depression is not only to have Neutrodyne, but also have other nutraceuticals, like, for example, our acetyltyrosine called Mood Energizer. We also have things that reduce stress hormones that can actually block your bioconversion of amino acids. That's why we have stress to go. We have 5-hydroxytryptophan called 5-HTP cross, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier, because serotonin doesn't cross. And if you don't have serotonin and the pathways to convert serotonin step-by-step to serotonin, from 5-hydroxytryptophan to serotonin, and then to melatonin, you don't even sleep properly, which activates your RES system to put you to sleep and activate even your stem cells to heal you. your body requires the right neurotransmitters and RDS control in order to actually even heal you or activate your stem cells to regenerate your body and fractionally clone you into the future. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear this on Dr. Oz and these other morons that are out there in the radio and should be trying to push a product. They don't know this stuff, okay? The fact is, though, this is advanced science, and anybody who's doing research on advanced stem cell research, they do know some of the stuff. And the problem is that the low redox state, which we're all entering, basically, if you want to look at the most common abnormality that precedes basically almost every disease, it's the blockage of what's called the NKKC enzyme pathway in all your tissues of your body, and particularly affects first the muscles. The NKKC regulates the sodium-potassium ATPase that pumps sodium out of your cells and potassium in. And guess what regulates that? Insulin and the redox state of the tissues. So if you're hypothyroid, you can't pump sodium out and potassium in. In the low redox state, you can actually measure with a bioimpedance. Isn't that cool? So in those situations, you're going to find that person has high blood insulin because insulin is a major stimulant for the NKKC, which is not only stimulating the GLUT4 transporter for and the insulin receptor, but it regulates the pump to pump sodium out of your cells and potassium in.
You're saying a depressed person would have an increase in insulin?
Yeah, everybody that's depressed has usually elevated blood insulin, but hyperinsulinemia can be is a chameleon. It can approach in several ways. Firstly, it can approach as dyslipidemia that can cause heart disease. It can approach as diabetes that can cause dementia. Basically, dementia is basically diabetes of the brain cells where the redox potential of the brain cells is low enough it can't create an action potential to fire off and create a neural network. So people wonder why there's three kinds of dementia, basically neurotransmitter dementia, demyelinating dementia where you lose a myelin, high-speed salutary nerve conduction, and microvascular dementia where your redox level is so low because you've got abnormal vasculature supplying parts of the brain. You can look at SPECT blood flow scan of your brain. The SPECT scan will actually show you where you got Swiss cheese holes where there's not enough perfusion in different parts of the brain, so you can't form an action potential. But remember, hypothyroidism of the brain is something that doctors don't diagnose. They just talk about global hypothyroidism, when in fact you can have selective organ hypothyroidism. For example, when someone's obese, they have selective hypothyroidism of their adipocytes underneath their skin and around their internal organs. Isn't that interesting? So just dumping in, for example, Cytomel, which is a matrix of T3, is stupid because the body doesn't like that. It tries to convert it very quickly where it doesn't need it because you don't want it. It's like taking, you know, the foot off the brake and putting it on the gas and putting it to the floor. You don't do it in certain tissues. It'll cause problems. It'll cause hypothermia. It'll cause other issues. For example, you want to make sure you maintain. It's like the choke in your engine. You don't want the choke wide open and end up finding your muscles burn out, or they don't have any fuel, or all of a sudden you're kind of crashing because you have no more glycogen, and it's not yet converting over to use fatty acids. Interesting, hey?
It is.
So, in other words, a lot of biochemistry here that if you think the average doctor knows what I know, you're an idiot. And it's not meant to be insulting. It's meant to be a wake-up call to realize what I'm teaching on the show here, what I teach on the site, what I do on my nutraceuticals is unique. It's unique, and it's proven by science. So somebody says, I don't believe you, Doc. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll measure your platelet level of bioamines, and then I'll give you Neutrodyne. You'll see your bioamine level go up. I'll then give you cofactors for the bioconversion of neurotransmitters, which you need. For example, acetyltyrosine works really well, or mood energizer, or cofactors to help the bioconversion of the tryptase and paralyzed enzymes, which are Nutrimeds, to help. But if you don't raise the redox of the tissues because someone's got central nervous system hypothyroidism, they're going to be, ring the bell, depressed. They're going to be depressed. Okay, does that make sense? So central hypothyroidism is just another term for depression.
And so one of the greatest things to combat hypothyroidism, isn't it iodine?
No, monoatomic plasma iodine. See, if you don't have the plasma iodine, you don't induce the genes structural proteins to actually make. Yeah, and that's why we get people on Neutrodyne over a year to year and a half just by itself. It actually regenerates the gland. So if you take Neutrodyne over a year, year and a half, you're actually going to regenerate your side of your actual gland. Interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually told somebody that I've heard, you know, from you telling me that. So I have another question, too, about mental illness. Because it's for parents, you know, who might not want to put their children on Adderall or, you know, some sort of variation of that. What is ADD in the brain? Like, what is it a form a chemical imbalance, or what's going on there? And can Neutrodyne help any way?
Neutrodyne, you don't have to give a lot, but you have to give some, probably in a shot, maybe 5 drops twice a day in water. But you need other things too, because what is ADD? ADD is a deficiency of calming molecules. So we have carmine in brain magnesium, L3-inate, that blocks the NMDA receptor, because when there's overactivity of the brain, it's actually, in a sense, certain groups of RAS cells, reticular activating cells, are stimulated to calm the brain down. That's why they use Adderall, Sylert, and Pemoline drugs. But you can use natural molecules. And what's happened is these kids very often have a gene SNP problem, and they've been vaccinated, and they've damaged their blood-brain barrier and their metabolism, so they can't maintain proper control of the three subclasses of RAS cells, and I know how to do it naturally. Neutrodyne is part of the formula. All right? If you think the average doctor knows this, forget it. I've been at this a long time. I have a solution I can measure with specific tests to prove to you I know I reactivate your brain or your child to bring back their frontal lobes and their RAS system and their diurnal pattern of hormones and neurotransmitters to normal. With tests.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Neutrodyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.